Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hello everyone, it's Tom Hallett back again on the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast. Thank you so much for listening in to the next edition of the pod. I really hope you take some real valuable lessons away from this. Now, in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking all about the benefits of virtual training. Now, over the last few years, we've seen an increase in companies opting for virtual and online training programs over those more traditional classroom style learning situations. And of course, virtual platforms have really come into their own in the last few months because of everything that's been going on with COVID-19. As a learning business, we have seen all face-to-face or in-person training in classrooms stop since about March of this year. And that is a pretty much a global phenomenon. There are very, very few places where it will have continued. And therefore, virtual has been critical to ensuring that people continue learning and developing. But as I said, even before coronavirus was even a thing, virtual training has become an increasingly popular choice for organizations everywhere. Why I hear you cry? Well, there are many reasons that leaders are opting for this. And today I was going to go through some of those benefits and explain, just why we feel that virtual training can be the perfect answer to your learning requirements. Before we get into that main detail, if you are new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast, then very big welcome to you. I'm glad you could join us. We post two or more podcasts every single month on leadership and development topics. So I'm sure there's loads of things that can help you in your learning journeys. There is also a transcript of all of our podcasts over on the Excel Communications website. And generally, they're also in the description part from wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's through Apple Podcasts or whatever other source. Now, over the last few years, we've run many leadership training webinars, and they are also all on our website, that being www.excel-communications.com. There is blogs, there's white papers, there is webinar recordings, there's all sorts of information on there to, again, help you on your path to improving your skills and capabilities. So please do head over there and connect with us on LinkedIn or Facebook personally or the company page, because there's loads of resources going down there every single day. So let's get into the body of the podcast, and we're going to start with one really big benefit of virtual training, and that is the accessibility of virtual training for remote workers. Now, at the beginning of this year, if I'd said to you we were living in a digital age, you would have probably agreed with me to some extent. I'm sure for the majority of you, teleconferences, even video calls were relatively common in your workplace. But the way that we've seen the world alter out of necessity in just a few short months has propelled us into an almost 100% virtual world for several months now. I've not had a business conversation with someone that hasn't been through a digital channel now for 4 or 5 months. So we are reliant on moving into this virtual space. And although there will be a level of normality in terms of interactions that creep back into life over the coming months and years, we've got to think about the way that this pandemic has changed the world forever. Employers and employees everywhere have reported remote working as a really, really great success. I was talking to one of our clients this morning with 18,000 employees. And before the COVID-19 situation, almost all of these 18,000 people worked in an office environment. And they felt that this was the most conducive and effective way to run the business. And yet, they've currently been working for 4 months with every single one of those people working remotely. and the business is not only working, they are feeling that it's working really, really effectively and well. And therefore, they're questioning the need for all those expensive office spaces. Some recent data I was looking at also backed this up, and it showed that 75% of employees who made the temporary switch to home working due to COVID-19 would actually really like to continue working in this way. I look at my team, for example. I have members of the XL team who have no desire to go back to our office. They enjoy working in their own space. They enjoy a bit more flexibility from home. They enjoy having their dogs around them, albeit we do have a few of those in the office as well. Now, with a significant proportion of the workforce highlighting how successful remote working is, employers must now think about what that means for the future of their teams and their businesses as a whole. Never before is it going to have been so essential to provide training and learning for teams who are not physically present in the business, whether that is through choice or necessity. So, as we've said, the world is now changed forever. We are going to see so many more remote working employees, and therefore, actually, virtual training is a necessity, not just a nice to have. So now we'll move on to the second real benefit of virtual training, and that is that it is much more flexible than traditional training programs. And when I say it's more flexible, that's for a number of reasons. Probably the most obvious one that springs to mind, just the practical part of classroom versus virtual training programs. At XL, we have an entire operations team to make sure programs run smoothly, and a significant proportion of their time are sorting out the logistics of classroom-based training. This is things like travel for trainers and the participants. It's setting up hotels and accommodation for them when they're moving around the country or the world to travel towards the training programs. It's about setting aside big chunks of time in people's diaries, because these training programs last for a day or two when you have to move people around the world to attend them. Well, when you move to virtual, all of these things magically disappear. You don't need travel. You don't need to put time aside for travel. You don't need to stay in hotels and be away from the family. It's just something you can sit at your desk and crack on with as though it was writing an email or whatever. But also, when I'm talking about flexibility, it's also in the way things are delivered and the making sure that we are applying it to the different ways people learn. And now, again, more than ever, the way we work is quite different. And virtual training allows employees to learn at their own pace in the case of on-demand programs, and they can learn from these wherever and whenever they want. And this has been proven time and time again as a really effective way for people to learn. And when you combine this with live training events that are run virtually through Zoom, then you're increasing the effectiveness of the training again, because you're getting a multi-channel approach to learning for your teams. Another element of flexibility with virtual training is in the format and the timeframes that you associate with training programs. Now, if you think about traditional classroom-based training, because you have shipped people in from all over the world, you have an expert facilitator there who might have flown in from overseas or indeed come for the day, you can't justify only running a training session for maybe 90 minutes or 2 hours. You run them for a day or a few days or even a week. Now, with virtual, you remove all those constraints of people travel, and therefore you can break training down into much smaller chunks. And these chunks of training have been, again, proven to be a really effective way for people to learn. I'm sure everyone listening to this has sat in a training session that's run over 2 or 3 days. By the end of it, you feel exhausted. Your brain has run out of capacity to have new things go into it, and therefore things just go in and out the other side. But with virtual training, because of that flexible approach, you could run what would have been 2 days in a classroom as 4, 6, or 8 shorter modules over a number of weeks. And that also allows for you to build in intermodular tasks to embed the learning, which gains retention, but also means people immediately apply what they're learning to their day jobs. And that is by far the most effective way for people to learn. The other benefit of that is that we can fit training in around people's schedules. You know, we're all very busy people these days. The size of the chunks that we break our days down into are getting smaller and smaller. I know Elon Musk does his in 5-minute sections. And by having this flexibility to break programs down into much smaller chunks, that can also fit around our diaries, whether we're just very busy people or because you're training people who need to be on the front line in call centers, or if they're not working in the sales environment, then they're not generating revenue. So we can take small chunks out of their day rather than whole days of time. So virtual training is much less intrusive in our working days. And because of the way it can be delivered in these small modules, it means it can be much more effective. So let's move into point number 3. And that is a controversial one for the more traditional people. And that is that virtual training is more impactful. So what do I mean by more impactful? Well, you know, it has been proven that virtual training can have a bigger impact on people and can generate larger ROI and greater behavioral change in participants when done well. And this is a proven fact. There's been a lot of studies into it over the years. The Research Institute for America found that virtual learning increases retention rates from anything between 25 and 60%. Those kind of percentages are impressive, no matter whether you were, even if you're talking about classroom training. Another peer-reviewed study found that online training resulted in superior knowledge acquisition when compared to instructor-led training. And finally, another study found that a massive 86% of participants found online training to be more engaging than traditional classroom training. And everyone in the world of training knows that engagement is the key to delivering learning that sticks. So I hear some of you asking why. Why do we think it can be more impactful, create more of a change in people? Well, I believe that it is the way that it's delivered. Generally, for online training, it is always done in shorter, more manageable sections or modules of content. And these are just easier for the learner to digest. Again, I've already talked about it, but you know, you can spend days and days in a classroom and your fatigue will creep in through that period. And I bet you've also sat on virtual programs that have run for 2, 3, 4 hours. Even if you're just talking about meetings that run that long in the virtual space, your brain just over time loses its ability to retain that information. Well, if you're going to construct a really impactful virtual program, you won't make that mistake. You're going to construct it in a way that breaks everything down into small chunks that people can learn about. They can do an activity to make it embed in their mind. And then critically, they can go and apply it to the day job, sometimes within minutes or seconds of finishing the training program. And if we look at traditional programs, many organizations conduct training and they wonder why they don't see the results they'd hope for. And if you continue to carry out the same training over and over again, that just isn't connecting with your employees. It might be time to switch to virtual training in these shorter segments, because I'm sure you'll see a real increase in the uptake of the learning and therefore a quicker, more effective change in behaviours and increasing in skill sets. So finally, sticking with some data, I'd now like to move on to point number 4 and to talk about the cost effectiveness of online training. Now, I bet a lot of you listening to this have made the connection of why virtual training is more cost effective. But have you really thought about it? Because I hadn't in a lot of detail until a few months ago, and it's quite staggering. Now, the majority of people who own or work in a business, and I'm sure almost everyone listening to this podcast will agree that time is one of the more precious and yet elusive commodities that we struggle with during our working day. And I'm sure we can all relate to that feeling of the to-do list that keeps growing rather than shrinking, or getting to the end of another day and thinking, where on earth has the day gone? And therefore, historically, a barrier to training for many organizations has always been the time it takes to organize and set up, and then, of course, taking employees away from their jobs to conduct the training. It's not an easy ask, even for smaller organizations. And so here's the data I promised you. Virtual training requires 40 to 60% less time than traditional classroom style learning. And just think about that for a moment. The time you would spend on training employees can be halved when you go digital. You know, if you pay someone £1,000 an hour, in 1 hour, that could save you £500 by the move to digital. So, and that time saved is something that people often don't think about, and the money associated with that time. Time constraints can be a real problem for smaller businesses. They just can't afford to pause for training, so it can get forgotten about. But think about the cost implication for larger organizations. Saving 50% of training time will have a significant impact on your overall training costs and reduce the time taken out of the business, which is more important now than ever. I'm sure you'd agree. And what I've not even touched upon here is then the actual cost associated with classroom training. Flights, hotels, training venues, all of those have a huge, huge cost associated with them. So from my calculations, it's about 2/3 of the cost to run a virtual program, even if the content is exactly the same and the professional fees associated with the actual facilitators and that kind of thing remain the same. So there you have it, four reasons why the changes brought about by lockdown have meant that virtual training has come into its own recently, as well as the evergreen benefits of this type of training, which will continue to apply as we return to some semblance of normality. And just to remind you quickly of what they are, virtual training is undeniably more cost effective. It can be, when done right, be more impactful and create more of a change in the participants. It is much more flexible than traditional classroom training from a format perspective. And critically at the moment, it is accessible for anyone with an internet connection. So I hope you've learned something from that podcast and it's helped you in your thinking for setting your learning and development strategies for the future and making sure you consider the virtues of virtual training and making sure that they are built into your strategies for the rest of 2020 and into the 2021 timeframes. Again, there's loads of additional content on this on our website and our blogs. So do head over to our website and have a read or give us a shout on LinkedIn, Facebook, call the office, send me an email. I'd love to hear your thoughts and discuss it further with you. So until next time, keep yourself safe and healthy and continue that move into whatever the future holds.